Amen. Amen. So without further delay, I would like to present to you, and like I said, introduce the speaker for today, Sister Helen Turner. Amen. Let's receive her by saying amen.
Thank you,
amen. Amen.
God bless you. Let the Lord use you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes. And we're going to ask you to continue to stand before, so we can go before the Lord. Father God, in your holy name, Jesus. Lord, I'm coming. I came in your name, Lord, to do your will, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I came to do your will, to speak what you wanted me to speak, to say what you want me to say, and to do what you want me to do, Lord. And I'm asking you to just bless each one. Continue to bless each one that's here right now. They will receive something that will help them, Lord, as they go on their journey, Lord, for you. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God again. All right, then. Okay, because we can't thank him enough. You may see it. We really thank him enough. And I praise him today. And I just thank him for just blessing me to be in your midst, because I truly felt the love of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When I walked into this place, hallelujah, amen. I felt his love. And that's what it's all about, hallelujah, the love of Jesus. I believe the Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed it in him, hallelujah, continue. You got to continue. Believe it. T-H, hallelujah. Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And today we know that if it had not been for Jesus, we would not be here today.
Right.
And so I just thank him, hallelujah. The Sunday school lesson, I had already prayed. I said, Lord, let us be with one accord.
Yes.
And
yes.
With not on the card, but with one accord.
Yes.
And you know, as I came in, and just the teacher, the Sunday school lesson, everything was just relating to what the Lord had been giving me.
Right, come on.
And even though our Sunday school lesson in the PFW was fasting and prayer, but I heard a lot about praying today.
Amen.
And you know, and when she was reading in Habakkuk this morning, and I thought about the burden that Habakkuk had for the people of God, he was praying, hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
He was praying. And then the Sunday school lesson had Ezra, he was praying, hallelujah. And I said, that's what it's going to take, hallelujah. Praying and fasting, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for this wonderful place that I'm in, and how our Pastor Hamilton was a beautiful woman, her, just a beautiful woman. We go to the council, she'll be there, but speaks to her and say something. She loved Ella Turner, and she loved me. And I thank the Lord that when Ella Turner would come to Hidden Valley, she just automatically felt like, you just better be come and preach. And he had to preach for her. And I just enjoyed the Sunday school. I would be in the Sunday school. I just would enjoy it so much. And Ella Coleman, I remember them two was her ones that she wanted them to preach when they came. And I thank the Lord for her, woman of God that had a vision. The woman had a vision. She went on and she did what the Lord told her to do. And I never heard what she was really worried about, whether people accepted her or not. I don't think she worried about that, because she knew who Jesus was. And she knew Jesus had put her out here to do a work for him. Hallelujah. It was all about doing a work for the Lord. And she went on and built the house of the Lord, and just built. And I thank the Lord for Aaron, Pastor Aaron, Assistant Pastor him, and Sister Gloria, my two precious loved ones, because I think about back when I was 27 years old, and how the Lord touched their hearts one day and said, go to San Francisco. Hallelujah. And they came to my apartment, and how they prayed. They don't know. They touched my heart. They was, Aaron and Gloria have always been a light for me. I just always marveled how they was young people and they loved the Lord. And I was listening to our mother, that she was talking about how she raised her children, and how he was talking about how his mother raised him in holiness. That's the way our mother brought us out. But I strayed away. At 16, I strayed away. I have to admit, I strayed away. Got with the wrong people, did the wrong things. But I thank the Lord that when I was 27, he said, it's time for you to come on back in.
All right.
It's time. And I'm so glad that his time, hallelujah, time. But I tell you, he got a hold to me and got a hold to my mind and let me know, you don't need to be out in the world. I want you in the church. And ever since I was 27, I've been in the church ever since, and I'm 66. That's been over 30 some years ago. And I tell you, when he really brought me in, I don't have no desire to go back out in that world. I tell you, that world would do you in out there. You think you having fun. Oh yeah, you'll have a season. He'll let you know the way, but it's eternal. And I'll be another. Come on in. Other one, she had no problems with me again. Hallelujah. We had a good relationship, my mother and Gloria. She always have been just a sweetheart, just a beautiful young lady coming up. Always, and we always talked about it. She obeyed Ma. She did what Ma told her to do. And I thank the Lord for that she did. Hallelujah. And met Aaron, and he was precious too. Both of them was precious people of the Lord. And I was a pastor's wife for 16 years. And I thank the Lord. I love my children. The Lord gave me children. And I love every one of them. And I thank the Lord for the love that he put in my heart. And for them, you know, we just was a family. I don't consider them like my stepchildren. They just my family. So I thank the Lord today. Everybody was just hitting on, touching on some of what the Lord was giving me. But you know, as I was reading about Ezra, because our Sunday school lesson was about fasting. And so I know it's important when you come to the Lord, you must have a mind. My mother taught us this. You must fasten. Fasting is so important for the saints of God. And especially as we go through the last days that we're going through, to know that Jesus truly, and we have to be about others. I was thinking about how Habakkuk, he had a burden for the people. And truly sometimes the pastors, I know they get burdens for the people. The pastors, they care about the people. God, real true, like Pastor Frank here, people who really love the Lord, they have a burden for God's people. They want to see the people of God blessed. They want the house of the Lord to be what the Lord wants. And you know, just like he said, the Lord going to send souls in. You don't have to worry, because he said he added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so he going to add to this church. I believe souls is just going to come in. And you want the right people to come, people who want to love God. And you don't want these troublemakers I know some of them could come and just give you a lot of trouble, but just be patient. He said, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So just be patient, and just as you pray and do my will, hallelujah. And then there's a time, I think, when you really begin to pastor, he's going to take you through a period of testing, you know, to see if you going to stand yourself. Hallelujah. You got to be able to stand in order to teach the people how they can stand and wait on the Lord and be patient. So you're going to have to go through something. But in your patience, the Lord will bring you out. So just be, today he really was telling me, my people need encouraging. My people, if you already saved and got and been filled with the Holy Ghost and you done had the water baptism, he said, my people need encouragement. He said, because these are the last days. And he told us what would happen, and we see the signs of the time. He said, the world is not going to get any better. It's going to whack worse and worse. We got to be better. You know, we got to be more in tune with him and have spirit. He had compassion and forgiveness. We got to be like he want us to be and keep our souls and our revived. And the way that we keep our spirit and soul revived is we must fast and pray. That is so important for the body of Christ. And I thank the Lord as I was reading about Ezra and how he wanted to go back to Jerusalem, and the Lord permitted him to go back, and he wanted to take the things that they had taken from Jerusalem, from the temple, and take them back to the house of the Lord. But the Lord blessed him. The king let him go and take not only what they had taken, but even more so. And that's how the Lord will bless you and add to you. And he wanted them to go back, and he blessed them to go back. And as they went back and did what the Lord told them to do, we'll find that Ezra, he proclaimed a fast. He had the fast. On that journey, he had the fast. Because the Lord knew that the enemy was going to come out and come up against him. Right. And no matter how much or what we do, the enemy going to always be there to try to buffet God people. But we don't have to worry, because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we can't be of a fearful spirit, because he said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and mind. Don't let the, when Jesus crowned me, I want you that you is praising and praying for him. Then don't appreciate him and do all kind of stupid stuff. Yeah, you is crazy then. But I tell you, on the Lord's side, he ain't got no crazy people. Hallelujah. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they ain't going to follow. So he ain't, you ain't gonna be crazy following him. Don't worry. Sometimes the enemy will try to come against your mind and want to take it. Hallelujah. But he said, I keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Keep your mind on me. Hallelujah. Keep your mind on me. Hallelujah. So if we keep our mind on him, he will keep that perfect. And truly, we look today and see conditioned world is realize we are in the last days when men and women and children need to see God. During Ezra time, he wanted to go to Jerusalem and beautify the house of the Lord. And we definitely want God's house to be a place of worship and a place that people could come in and they could feel the love. That's very important. They could, you could be show love and be hospitable toward people. God, that's what God wants. Because he showed love to people. People didn't get in too bad a shape. Even the dead, he raised them. He raised the dead. Amen. He healed the sick. The man with leprosy that wanted to be healed, he didn't stink too bad or look too bad for Jesus to touch him.
All right.
God touched him. So we got to love people, hallelujah, regardless of what condition they may be in. Because they're going to come in broken and hurt and torn by the world. Oh, hallelujah. Beat up and battered by the world. But we got to love them and we got to be compassionate. Passionate toward him and show that love. So that's what he wants, somebody that's going to show love. Hallelujah. Because it was love that got him up out of the grave. It was love, hallelujah, that he was able to be on that cross and stay on that. Love is what did it. Nothing but love. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to have, love for people. Hallelujah. Love, hallelujah. When they talk about us, we don't hate them. We don't get angry and mad and want to say all kind of cruel things or do. No, we just going to take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he said he would fight our battles.
Yeah.
And he said, vengeance is mine and I'll repay. So don't get mad and want to do something. You don't want the devil to tell you don't do. Because if he tell you to do some evil or contrary, that comes from him. Yeah. That ain't coming from God. God ain't going to tell you to do nothing wrong. He ain't going to say fight for yourself. Get back at him. No, because he said, if you stand still, you'll see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he'll take care of our enemies. But he wants us to love one another and love each other, sinners. Pray for them that they will come to knowledge of God. Patient with children. I know we tell our children and they look like sometimes the more we tell them they want to go that much more contrary. Yeah. But that's all right. God see them. He'll bring them on to the fold. Just like one day when I was going contrary, my mother kept on praying.
Uh-huh.
She kept on praying. We got to keep on praying for them.
Amen.
Keep on loving them and keep on praying. And in Romans the 12th chapter, he said, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, it's our reasonable service to keep our bodies under subjection and obey God and love him and read his word and pray and fast. We got to keep our flesh under subjection. We can't be getting evil and saying anything, because our conversation is in heaven. We got to be careful what comes out our mouth. And it wasn't no guile. It wasn't no guile in his mouth. He didn't try to get back at his enemy by attacking them with the wrong words and You can't use any kind of language. You got to talk holy talk. And when you're around them, if you're taking care of your business at work, you know you keep your mind on what you're doing with your business. But you still got a prayer going on in your heart.
Amen.
You're praying
Amen.
In your heart and saying, Lord, help me to say the right thing. Because help me
word
to say,
mouth.
Yeah, word my mouth, word my mouth. And he will do just that. And he wants us to hold fast to our perfection concerning him. Hold fast to the apostolic doctrine. We're in a time now when people is just they this new age. They want everything but just the simple, pure word of God. Jews said this is a common salvation. Hold fast to your faith in when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. Hold fast even what God's words as a rush by the wind and all the house where they were sitting. Hold fast to the apostolic doctrine that Jesus is our healer. He's our deliverer. Hold fast to that. We might get, he said, David said, the afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. Don't worry and don't fret when you have to go through something in your body. Don't worry and fret about it. Hallelujah. I was going through something a few months ago, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to worry about this thing. You made the doctors. You got all the power. If you can raise Lazarus from the dead. And I'm not, I talk like this. I said, hey, I'm not even dead. Hallelujah. Lazarus stayed in the grave for 4 days. Hallelujah. And he called him forth. Hallelujah. And he was loosed. And I said, I'm not dead. Hallelujah. I'm on this side. Hallelujah. I can trust you. If you want to do it yourself, I waited. And I didn't just jump up and go right to the doctor then and say, I'm going to let you do this. I talked to her. She told me what needs to be done. I said, well, I'm going to wait and I'm going to give it to the Lord. I ain't going to stress. I ain't going to rush. But when the time comes, I'll see what. So he let me know, no, I want you to go on, get it taken care of. When the right time came, oh, was he with me. He was with me. He was with me in the hospital. He was with me. The doctors were so beautiful. They were so beautiful. And he was with me. Everything just went so smooth. I said, oh, Lord, you're so good.
So good.
Just, and
so
I wanted to just stay there. I was resting in him so good.
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, I could just, I had my own room. I said, Lord, I could just, I said, you done put me on a vacation with this stuff. And then after they had did the surgery, the Lord, I wasn't feeling no pain or nothing. I said, well, Lord, did they do anything? Did they do anything? I'm telling you, we serve a great God. We serve a great God, saints, a good God. And I don't care what you got to go through or what, just take the Lord along with you. Keep him on your mind. Say, Lord, this body belongs to you. Don't let him do no more than you want him to do. And I'm going to trust you and everything is going to be all right. And truly, I tell you, he'll make everything all right. He have never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Some things he do instantly. Some things he wants you to just be patient and let him do it the way he want to do it. So we just got to say, Lord, whatever your will is, not my will, but thine will be done. Your will, Lord. We want the will of the Lord to be done. So I thank him. He was letting me know to let his people know to be encouraged. And that just as you fast and you pray and trust him, he wants you to just be comforted. Philippians, I want you to go to Philippians, the second, I believe it is the second, second chapter. Just go here. Let's just for a minute, we go here. Second chapter of Philippians, because this is what he was giving me. Amen. He said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, because he wants you to be comforted today. The Holy Ghost is our comforter.
Yes.
The Lord don't want us all worried up and fearful and fretting and how we going to do this, how we going to. I trust him with everything. He's everything. If I got a problem, I take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
And I trust him that he's going to work it out.
Yes.
And he do just that. He said, if there be therefore any consolation, because I want you to be comforted in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. That's what he wants people to get their minds on him. Be with one accord. If a sister or brother is going through something in your midst, all he wants you to do is pray and fast for them.
Yes.
Don't just always, it's got to be fasting for some person you want. No, today I'm going on a fast for my brother, my sister
Amen.
That's going through.
Amen.
I want God to bless and touch them.
Yes.
Give them strength. My pastor, I'm praying for my pastor.
Amen.
That's how you have to do. You got
Amen.
To pray for your pastor.
Yes.
And he said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, because this ain't about no vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man on the thing.
Amen.
And you, HG, being in the thought it to be, he wasn't trying, he was in the flesh. He wasn't trying to equal with God, he was God, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't come to try to make no reputation for himself, no, And he said, and look upon him from the form of a servant, but made himself of no reputation, and look upon him the form of, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself. And that's what God is looking for today, humble people. He wants you to humble yourself under his mighty hand. He said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Right.
I got a time, like somebody said, on time, Lord, like she sung that song, on time, God. He may not come when you want it, but he'll always be on time. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And it says, wherefore God has highly exalted him. Our Jesus Christ is highly exalted. His name is to be esteemed. Because neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus wants somebody that's going to lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And he wants to draw men, but we got to lift him up. We got to let people know that he is highly exalted. Hallelujah. His name is above every name. Hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, every tongue is going to confess. Hallelujah. Every knee is going to bow. Hallelujah. So it's they might as well get ready to bow now.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Might as well confess him now. Because you find now that they wants to do everything but lift up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But if it had not been for Jesus coming and dying and shedding his blood on Calvary, where would we be? He is the one that paid the great price for our salvation.
Hallelujah.
Why wouldn't we
Hallelujah.
Lift him up? Why shouldn't we lift him up?
Yes.
Why shouldn't we let men and boys and girls know that you must repent of your sins and be baptized in his name and be filled with the Holy Ghost? Why wouldn't we want to lift him up? Why is it that we got to talk about you going to be blessed? Yeah, you are already blessed. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost, you was above blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You were so blessed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You couldn't be no more blessed. Than, you can't be no more blessed. Maybe you could obtain some natural stuff in this world, but you can't be no more blessed than that.
Right.
That my God, my Savior, would put his spirit in you and cause you to walk upright. What more blessed can somebody be? Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. To know our risen Savior, hallelujah, that he went in the grave, but he didn't stay down there. He got up on the third day with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. He got up, hallelujah. And because he got up, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We got up. Hallelujah. When we accepted him as our personal Savior, we got up. We got up out of our sins. We got up out of damnation. We got up out of losing out on life. We got up so we could have eternal life. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing like eternal life. I don't care what you do or what you get. Eternal life.
Hallelujah.
It's what men need today, and children, is eternal life. life. They need Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the life. Hallelujah. He's the bread of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's that wonderful Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's that strong deliverer today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's that resurrected Christ.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. He's that anointed one.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's that perfect one. Yes. Hallelujah. Nobody or nothing is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Yes.
I love him on today. I appreciate him on today.
Yes.
I thank him for his people on today. I don't look at them. They are great people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No matter how the world might try to look at you, I know how great you is in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His greatness is in you.
Yes.
His riches is in you. Hallelujah. So we just thank him that we are heirs to the throne. And so we're heirs to him today. And I want you to be encouraged and just stay humble before the Lord and pray one for the other.
Amen.
And seek him in fasting and prayer, and everything else he'll do for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.